由麦亨牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好。
Welcome to this very last broadcast from the series of messages from the Gospel of John.
好欢迎你收听约翰福音这个系列信息的最后一讲。
We have been studying together the seven signs or miracles from the Gospel of John.
我们一路在研读约翰福音里面的七个神迹。
I promised you in the last broadcast that I will talk to you about the raising of Lazarus from the dead.
在上一集我就答应过你，在最后的一节里面，我要告诉你听有关于拉撒路复活的事。
I told you that we are going to hear some great encouragements from this miracle.
我曾经讲过呢，这个神迹是带给我们很大的安慰的。
So let us examine these events in detail.
所以呢，让我们一起来仔细地去分析这件事。
Religious leaders in and around Jerusalem had threatened to stone Jesus to death if he ever came back to their territory.
在耶路撒冷城里面和附近一带的犹太教领袖呢，曾经威吓耶稣，说如果他敢再回去他们的地盘呢，就会用石头钉死他的。
Bethany, where Lazarus and his sisters lived, was less than 2 miles away from Jerusalem.
伯大尼这个地方呢，就是拉撒路和他两个姐姐住的地方，距离耶路撒冷呢，是不够2里路那么短的。
And a word comes to Jesus from Mary and Martha, your friend Lazarus, whom you love, is seriously ill.
马大和玛利亚就传话给耶稣，告诉他们，你所爱的人拉撒路病得很重。
They, like us, when we pray urgently and fervently for something, wanted Jesus to answer immediately.
就好像我们一样，每当我们为着某些事很迫切地去祷告，我们就希望耶稣马上去答应。当时马大和玛利亚都是有这样的反应。
Mary and Martha thought Jesus would drop everything and come to Bethany.
马大和玛利亚，他们以为耶稣会扔下一切就赶去伯大尼。
He could have done that, but he didn't.
耶稣本来是可以这样做的，但是他却没有做到。
Was he heartless?
他是不是冷酷无情呢？
Did he forget?
他是不是忘记了去做呢？
Was he preoccupied?
他是不是被很多的事缠住，好忙，去唔到呢？
None of that is true.
全部都唔系。
Look at verses 5 and 6 of John 11.
请睇约翰福音嘅十一章五至到六节啦，系约翰福音嘅十一章五至到六节。
There is something very significant here.
喺呢一度咧，有一啲非常重要嘅事咧，系要留意嘅。
It says that Jesus loved Mary and Martha and Lazarus, so he stayed 2 days longer.
嗰度话耶稣素来爱马大和他妹子，并拉撒路，听见拉撒路病了，就在所居之地仍住了2天。
You might say, wait a minute.
你可能话，等阵先啊。
Did you say because he loved them, he did not respond immediately?
你系咪喺度讲话？正因为耶稣爱他们，所以才不马上回应呢？
That is exactly right.
没错的，你这样说是绝对没错的。
That's what the Bible said.
圣经就是这样说了。
In fact, you notice that the two sisters did not even request that Jesus should come.
事实上，你可能留意到，甚至这两姊妹是并没有要求耶稣来的。
They were confident that the moment Jesus got the word that Lazarus was seriously ill, he would immediately come back to Bethany.
因为他们相信，当耶稣一听见拉撒路病重的消息，他就立刻会赶来伯大尼那里。
But my listening friends, it did not work that way.
但是亲爱的听众朋友，事情并没有这样去成就。
It often does not work that way.
而事情亦都一向呢不是这样成就的。
Jesus loved Mary, Martha, and Lazarus.
耶稣没错，他是爱马大、玛利亚和拉撒路。
They were his special friends.
他们都是耶稣特别要好的朋友。
So he stayed where he was for 2 more days.
正因为这样，耶稣就在他所在的地方多住了两日了。
My listening friend, listen very carefully, please.
我亲爱的听众朋友，请你特别留心听着。
It is the purpose of God and not the immediacy of your need that matters the most.
神的目的才是最重要的，而不是你迫切的需求。
It is the glory of God and not our self-centered requests that matter the most.
神的荣耀才是最重要的，而不是我们自私的要求。
It is the kingdom of God and not our kingdom that matters the most.
神的国度才是最重要的，而不是我们自己的国度。
Because he loved them, he waited 2 more days.
正因为耶稣爱他们，他才多等了两日。
There is always a purpose in God's delay.
神之所以延迟呢，通常啊都是有他的目的的。
I can imagine the sisters how they spent their time immediately prior to Lazarus' death.
我可以想象得到这两姊妹马大和玛利亚，他们在拉撒路临终之前呢，是怎样度过他们的日子的。
They were alternating between caring for their sick brother and looking down the road to see if the master was coming.
他们一定是轮流去照顾他们病危的弟弟，也都很焦急地等着主耶稣是快点来临的。
Unto their utter bewilderment, Jesus did not come and Lazarus died.
但是耶稣一直都没有来，最后拉撒路死了，这件事令到他们两姊妹觉得极其困惑。
Jesus told the disciples that Lazarus had died and that they should go to him.
耶稣同佢嘅门徒讲，拉撒路死咗啦，要佢哋一齐去嗰个地方。
Thomas, the pessimist, realizing that going anywhere near Jerusalem spells trouble for them.
悲观嘅多马咧，知道只要走近呢个耶路撒冷咧，佢哋就会招惹麻烦噶啦。
Said in a typical fashion.
佢就用佢一贯嘅语气去讲。
That is it. We are going to die. It's all over, man.
他说没了，我们去当然去呢，很想去死了，这个是一条死路来的。
But listen to Jesus' response.
但是请注意耶稣是怎样答的呢？
Are there not 12 hours in a day?
耶稣说，百日不是有12小时吗？
If the man walks in the day, he does not stumble because he sees the light of this world.
他说人在百日走路就不致跌倒，因为看见这世上的光。
What does that mean?
这两句说话究竟是什么意思呢？
It means that Jesus is telling his disciples that yes, we are going back to the region of Judea.
个意思就是耶稣是话紧俾门徒听，是啊，我哋是去紧犹大的地区的。
But you don't need to be afraid.
但是你哋唔需要惧怕。
There will be no stumbling.
我们是不会跌倒的。
There will be no accidents.
我们是不会遇到意外的。
Hostility cannot touch me until my hour has come.
我的时候未到，那些敌对的人不能够是动我的丝毫的。
I am walking in the light and not in darkness.
我是行在光明里面，不是行在黑暗里面。
No one can lay a finger on me until my hour has come.
我的时候未到，没人可以向我下毒手的。
So by the time they reached Bethany, Lazarus had been dead for 4 days.
所以当他们到达伯大尼的时候，拉撒路已经死了四日了。
His body was beginning to decompose.
他的尸体已经开始是腐烂了。
In those days, the ritual of mourning peaked on the third day.
按照当时的习俗，丧礼的第三日是哀悼死者最伤痛的时候。
So by the fourth day, they were totally exhausted from crying and weeping and wailing.
所以呢，在第四日呢，他们已经是哀号痛哭到是筋疲力尽了。
And true to form, that is exactly when Jesus comes in.
就在这个时候，耶稣来了。
He comes in when they had totally and utterly exhausted themselves.
就在他们极度疲乏的时候，耶稣来了。
Martha gets the word that Jesus is coming.
当马大听见耶稣来的消息，
So she tosses out the cultural practice of staying home for 40 days after the funeral and runs down the street to meet Jesus.
她呢，就不顾那个在葬礼之后要在屋企里面守丧40日的习俗，就冲到去大街上面呢，去找耶稣了。
Mary obeys the cultural mores of that day and stays home.
而她妹妹玛利亚呢，就依从当时的习俗，仍然留在家里面。
As soon as she sees Jesus, she blurs out the words of disappointment.
咁当阿马大一见到耶稣的时候呢，她满怀的失望就冲口而出了。
She blurs out words of anguish and hopelessness.
他向耶稣尽情地发泄他的痛苦，他的绝望。
You can feel the sting, can you not?
你应该可以感受得到他心里面那种的刺痛。
She said, had you been here, Lazarus would still be alive.
他说，主啊，你如果一早来到这里，我的弟弟就不用死了。
But Jesus teaches her that he is the life and the resurrection.
但是耶稣就教导他说，复活在我，生命也在我。
Jesus teaches her that for those who put their trust in him, death is not the last word.
耶稣教导他，凡是信靠他的人，死亡并不是那个的定案。
Death does not have the final say.
死亡并不是那个最后的结论。
Death is not the end.
死亡亦都并唔系嗰个嘅终局，嗰个嘅结局。
Because my listening friends, Jesus is the only one who defeated death.
我亲爱嘅朋友，呢、这个完全系因为唯独耶稣胜过咗死亡。
In Jesus, death has been conquered.
耶稣已经征服咗死亡。
In Jesus, the jaws of death.Have been broken and the teeth have fallen out.
耶稣粉碎了死亡的毒钩，亦都消灭了他的爪牙。
In Jesus, the power of death has been demolished.
耶稣是完全的摧毁了死亡的力量。
A funeral for a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ should be a celebration.
相信耶稣基督的人，他的葬礼应该是一个庆典来的。
Never do I see death to the believer as a master.
我从来没有见过死亡是会成为一个真正的基督徒他的主人。
Death for the believer is the servant that carries us home.
对于信徒来讲，死亡只是带我们回去天家的仆人。
Death to the believer is only the gatekeeper that opens the gate for the king's guests.
对于信徒来讲，死亡只是一个看门的人，专门是为国王的贵宾去开门的。
And I want to point out to you three things before my time runs out.
为了争取时间，我想和大家指出三个的重点。
First,
第一点，
In verse 33, Jesus groans in his spirit.
在33节那里描述到耶稣的心里面是烦闷的。 嗰度仲话咧，佢心里悲叹，又甚忧愁。
In Greek, this is the awesome word that almost untranslatable.
喺希腊文里边咧，呢句说话系非常之奇特嘅，系差唔多咧冇办法翻译出嚟嘅。
The closest we can get to it in the English language would be this: He snorted with anger like a horse.
我哋所能够翻出嚟最近嘅意思咧，就系话佢好似一匹马喺度发嬲，佢嘅鼻咧喷出一啲嘅气息。
It expresses a violent displeasure.
咁嘅语句咧，系表达极度嘅不悦、极度嘅唔开心嘅。
It expresses the notion of indignation.
呢个咧亦都表达愤慨嘅意思。
I am convinced that the reason for his anger and indignation is the root cause of death that is sin itself.
我深信耶稣发怒系因为罪恶嘅缘故，呢个系死亡嘅根源。
James said in James 1:15,
雅各书一章十五节，雅各书一章十五节嗰度话。
When lust has conceived, it brings forth sin, and when sin is finished, brings forth death.
嗰度话私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来；罪既长成，就生出死来。
And that is why only those whose sins are forgiven will have eternal life.
呢个咧就系点解只有罪得赦免嘅人，先至可以承受永生嘅原因啦。
Hell, which is eternal death, awaits all those who reject Jesus Christ.
地狱就是永远的死亡，正是呢，在这里等着那些抗拒耶稣基督的人。
Hell, which is eternal death, awaits all those who refuse to come to Jesus Christ.
地狱它是永远的死亡，正在等着拒绝归向耶稣基督的人。
Someone said that there are seven simple facts that everyone ought to know about sin.
有人说每个人都应该知道有关于罪的七个基本的事实。
Sin earns wages.
第一就是罪是赚取报酬的。
Sin pays wages.
罪是要我们付出沉重的代价的。
The logical result of sin is death.
死亡是犯罪必然的结果。
Death to the body, death to the mind, death to the soul.
就是我们的灵魂体这三者呢都要死亡。
That is why Jesus snorted at death.
所以呢主耶稣基督啊就可以呢是向死亡啊是嗤之以鼻了。
The second thing I want to point out to you about this miracle is in verse 39.
在这个神迹里面，我要指出的第二个重点呢，就是请大家看第39节。
Jesus asked them to remove the stone.
主耶稣呢，他叫人将那个石头呢，是挪开。
You would think that the one who raised the dead could with click of his finger remove the stone.
你可能会想，既然只有佢先至可以叫死人复活，咁唔通耶稣佢唔能够喐下只手指就能够将石头挪开咩
？But he didn't.
但系佢并冇咁做。
Instead, he asked those who were alive standing there to do it.
佢反而叫嗰啲仍然活着嘅人，企喺嗰度嘅人嚟去搬动石头。
And that is why we Christians are responsible to tell others about Christ.
亦即是说呢，基督徒是有责任要向人去传讲基督的。
Because before God can call out those who are dead in trespasses and sin,
因为在神向那些死在过犯、死在罪恶之中的人发出呼唤之前，
He asked those who are spiritually alive to roll away the stone.
他要那些心灵仍然活着的人去挪开石头。
Every one of us can play a role in rolling away the stone.
我哋每一位都可以扮演挪开石头嘅角色。
No matter how big or how small it may be.
无论呢石头有几大或者有几细。
Some pray.
有啲人呢会系用祷告去挪开石头。
Some give.
有啲人会用奉献去挪开石头。
Some evangelize.
有啲人系用报道嘅方式去挪开石头。
Some witness.
有啲人呢就做见证。
Some welcome people.
有啲人呢系去欢迎新朋友。
Some extend hospitality.
有啲人呢就去款待佢嘅朋友。
Whatever our role is in rolling away the spiritual stones, that is what Jesus is asking us to do.
在挪开心灵的石头的时候，无论我们的岗位是什么，这个都是主吩咐我们要做的。
The third point in this miracle that I want you to look at is in verse 44.
我要在这个神迹里面指出的第三个重点呢，就是在第44节那里的。
After he called out Lazarus by name, and Lazarus comes out of the grave, Jesus said, "Loose him and let him go."
当耶稣系大声呼叫拉撒路嘅名之后咧，拉撒路就从坟墓里边咧走出嚟。咁耶稣就话解开佢，叫佢走啦。
Someone once said that it was just as well Jesus mentioned Lazarus by name.
曾经有人话咧，好彩耶稣呼叫拉撒路嘅名。
Had he just said, "Come out"?
如果佢净系话出嚟
，every dead corpse would have walked out of the tomb.
咁可能咧，所有里边嘅死尸咧，都会喺个坟墓里边走出嚟嘅。
Jesus said, "Loose him and let him go."
耶稣话解开佢，叫佢走。
Now I want you to imagine Lazarus stumbling out of the grave.
我想请你咧系去想象一下当时嘅情景，就系、是、拉撒路咧，佢系东歪西倒咁样咧，系走出呢个坟墓嘅。
Because of the Jewish custom of wrapping the body before they bury it, Lazarus could not easily walk.
嗱，由于犹太人佢哋嘅习俗咧，就要喺埋葬之前咧，用布去包裹嗰个尸体，所以呢个时候咧，拉撒路要去走路咧，的确系一啲都唔容易嘅。
Here he is, his heart just began pumping again.
在这个时候，他呢，开始恢复心跳了。
His arteries have just began to pulsate once more.
他的血管呢，重新是有了脉搏了。
His muscles have begun to move again.
他的肌肉呢，也都再度呢，是活动起来了。
So he shuffles out of the tomb, bound hand and feet.
他的手脚呢都被那些布是包裹住，所以呢他只能够一拐一拐地样呢是走出这个坟墓。
And Jesus said, "Loose him and let him go."
而耶稣就说解开他，叫他走。
This is not unlike what happens to us spiritually.
这个岂不是好像我们属灵的情况吗？
When the Holy Spirit of God quickens our spirit and we are converted to Christ,
当圣灵去催促我们的心认罪归入基督的时候，
In the beginning of our Christian life, we are still walking around with grave clothes that are hampering us in our Christian walk.
在我们是开始去做基督徒的时候，我们仍然是好像被裹尸布包住这样，是妨碍我们去走天国的历程的。
There are those sins from our past.
有一啲咧系喺你嘅过去你所犯嘅罪。
There are those habits from our life without Christ.
有啲咧就系喺你未认识耶稣之前你嘅一啲坏习惯。
All these things are hampering your growth in your Christian walk.
呢啲事咧都系会妨碍你去走天国嘅历程，妨碍你嘅成长嘅。
There is a napkin on your face that is blocking your view.
就好似咧喺你嘅面上边盖咗一块嘅餐巾，系妨碍你嘅视线嘅。
There are grave clothes that have your hands bound so that you cannot work effectively.
当你嘅手系被裹尸布包裹住嘅时候咧，你就冇办法有效咁去工作啦。
There are the bandages that are binding your feet so you cannot walk well.
当你嘅脚系被绷带绑住嘅时候咧，咁你就行动不便啦。
And Jesus' word to us today, be loosed in Jesus' name.
耶稣今日对我们讲，奉祂的名，奉主耶稣基督的名，要解开这些缠绕。
Some people have asked the following question.
有人呢，是问过这个问题。
Is the raising of Lazarus from the dead the same as the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ himself?
拉撒路的复活和主耶稣基督的复活是不是一样的呢？
And the answer is no.
答案呢，就是不是的。
The raising of the son of the widow of Nain.
拿恩城寡妇的仔他的复活。
In the raising of the daughter of Jairus.
艾老的女他的复活。
And in the raising of Lazarus,
以及拉撒路的复活，
Jesus demonstrated his power over death in the grave.
主耶稣基督呢，他都显明了他能够胜过死亡，胜过坟墓的那份的大能。
While Jesus raised them from the dead, they all died again.
耶稣令到他们复活，但是后来呢，他们每一个呢，最终啊，都是会死的。
But Jesus' own resurrection was more than just demonstrating of his power.
但是耶稣本人的复活呢，就不单止是证明他的能力。
Jesus' resurrection was the complete defeat of death.
主耶稣他的复活是完完全全击败了死亡。
It was the complete destruction of the power of death.
是将死亡那份的权势完全的消灭。
He rose never to die again.
咁主耶稣复活咗之后咧，佢就永远咧都唔会再死噶啦。
It is the utter devastation to the sting of death.
佢系将死亡嘅毒钩完全摧毁嘅。
The resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ is God's assurance to every one of us who believe.
主耶稣基督嘅复活系神俾每一位相信佢嘅人嘅一个嘅保证。
That we too will be resurrected.
就是保证什么呢？就是保证我们将来也都必定会复活的。
The resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ is God's promise to us who love him.
主耶稣基督他的复活是神给我们的应许，就是凡是爱他的人。
That we too will not experience eternal death.
就一定是不会经历永远的死亡的。
Do you have that assurance?
你有冇咁样嘅把握呢？
Well, you can be assured of this today.
嗱，今日咧，你就可以得到呢个嘅确据啦。
When you surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ,
只要你愿意将你自己嘅生命交托俾耶稣基督。
When you accept His resurrection to be for you,
只要你接受佢嘅复活系为你而成就嘅。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福俾你，我哋下集再会。